Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome back to Finishing Well. We're so glad you're tuned in with us today. We're listening. We're with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. And on today's show, we are rendering unto Irma, which we'll tell you what that means later on if you haven't heard of Irma. Hans is going to help us all out, and we're going to find out about Irma. But before we get there, you know, Proverbs 21:20 is a pretty cool thing. It says that in the house of the wise, there is precious treasure and oil. That's a pretty cool thing. But it says the fool swallows it up. And so, you know, one of the ways that in our culture here in America that fools get swallowed up is they get swallowed up in taxes that didn't necessarily need to be paid. And so today's show, we're going to kind of get into that whole concept of, you know, how can you maximize your resources, what God gives you, for the kingdom, not only, you know, for how you take care of your family, but Hans, there's big benefits for the church in this.
Oh, there are. I mean, starting with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that was just passed that went in effect this year in 2018 is a good thing, okay? It overall simplifies taxes. It reduces taxes in many cases. But there's some things buried in there. By getting rid of deductions, it really could be hurtful to charities and to churches, okay? Meaning that a lot of people, you're not supposed to be doing your tithing based upon income taxes. You're supposed to be doing your tithing based upon the percentage that you pay to God. But it's a fact that people can rationalize some of this with the fact that they get a tax deduction. And if you now, under the simplified tax code, are not itemizing deductions, you're no longer getting a tax benefit for charitable deductions. So we're going to show you some ways to still get that, especially if you're over 70. We're going to show you churches some of the ways that you could perhaps teach some of your folks in your church that are 70 and over, or their parents, to donate to the church and to do it in a very tax-efficient and tax-wise way.
Right. And as always, you know, you can find out a lot about what we're talking about today in the Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement and the accompanying workbook. And, of course, if you go to cardinalguide.com, you can go to the Seven Worries tab and go to the Income Taxes section and get the free download of the income tax right under that particular one, or you could get the whole book. You know, you can spend $7 and get the book, but we always want to make people aware of the resources because we're going to be talking about some of the things inside that workbook. But let's put a face on this, Hans. You've got a story of a lady that really her financial advisor was the fool in this case. It was going to let her treasure get swallowed up.
Yeah, I'm not so sure he was a fool, but he was giving her what he thought was the best advice. So I'm speaking at a group. It was actually one of the local AARP chapters, and passed out the book to everybody, gave a talk. She was there, came to me at the back of the room, called, came over a couple weeks later, and there was one thing that I said to her that really resonated with her. I said, just stockpiling money in an IRA for your whole life is not a good estate planning strategy. Okay. Now, I know you got to take minimum distributions at 70 and a half. She was over 70 and a half, so she's already taking minimum distributions. Well, actually, at the time, she wasn't. She's just gotten there now. But whatever. She had been leaning toward just keeping or taking as little out of her IRA as possible. And I showed her in that seminar just briefly how you know, when she gives this money to her daughter, which is really her only heir, that her daughter is going to have to pay taxes on that money. She's probably going to need the money when she receives it, and she's just going to draw it all out and pay all the taxes. And so it would be more wise for her to draw it out in little bits over her lifetime.
Right, because she was lower income, and in her case, there wouldn't be much tax, if any, as she took money out, right?
Correct. Well, and so her other advisor, so she explained to me, she had two accounts. You know, one was an IRA with about $200,000 in it, which is, to her, is a lot of money. To a lot of people, it's a lot of money. And then she had another account that I think originally had about $100,000 in there, and it had gotten down to about $80,000 through her withdrawals. But she had been making all her withdrawals, because she wasn't 70 and a half yet at the time, out of her already paid tax on account, or the, you know, the non-qualified money. And his logic was, is she'd always go, what account should I draw it from, or should I take some from each? He'd always lean toward the no-tax account, because his logic was, you have to draw out less. Why draw out money and pay taxes when you can draw out money tax-free? And after she got done talking to me, she figured out that actually the reverse was going to be better for her.
Yeah, because every situation is different. But that leads to a really important thing that you see a lot of companies that whenever they start giving you all this information, they say, well, we're not, you know, go to a tax accountant to get tax advice.
But it's all in the footnotes. It says, this is not tax advice. We don't provide tax advice. Consult a professional tax advisor. But yet you read through the brochure and you're talking about financial products. All they talk about is taxes. I mean, it's just, how can you talk about an IRA without taxes? But anyhow, I don't want to get going on that. My firm, I'm completely independent. I mean, I'm not independent of the state regulators and, you know, the federal government any more than anyone else, but I don't have a bunch of people in New York telling me what to do. And I'm a CFP. I've got three other certified financial planners in my firm, and we give tax advice to just about everybody we talk to. And so I got a chapter in my book.
How could you do? I mean, I'm just curious, how in the world could you do estate planning or, you know, retirement advice without tax advice? And it's got to be part of the equation, isn't it?
Well, sure it is. I mean, just something with as simple as Social Security. So, you know, I was just reading my own words in my own book where I simplified everything in this book as much as possible. Okay? I mean, it's written in plain English, but there's certain things you can only simplify so far, like the government's formula for paying income taxes on your Social Security. So let me just put it to you in simple terms. If you have no income other than your Social Security, your Social Security income is going to be tax-free. So I can just tell you that if you have no or very little income other than your Social Security check, you're not going to pay any income taxes on your Social Security. That's a really nice thing.
Yeah.
If you have a lot of other income besides your Social Security, you can't pay any more than 85% of your Social Security is taxable. Now, a lot of people get mixed up and they think, I mean, I got to give 85% of my Social Security check to the government? No. What we mean, if your Social Security check was $1,000 a month and you had this all other income, $850 a month would be taxable income.
Right. So you got a $150 that's untaxable.
Right. So you're always going to have some tax-free Social Security. But the formula to create the difference is just, it's nuts. I got it all on one page, but I'm not going to attempt to teach anybody that on the radio where I don't have a graph or anything else. But let me put it to you this way, is you can make a certain amount of money other than your Social Security and still pay no taxes on your Social Security. So when we're doing retirement planning or we're sitting down with you and talking about where you're going to keep your money, what you're going to have it invested in, how you're going to create cash flows just to live and possibly save and donate to the church and create your estate, pass things on to your kids, pay for long-term care. I mean, all those kind of things. We're going to be real well aware of minimizing taxes on Social Security and on that other bit of income. Okay?
Absolutely. Which leads to the big question I know on a lot of people's minds and hearts right now is, how with the new tax law can you give to the church and still get some tax benefit?
Okay. So when you become 70 and a half, you have to start taking money out of your IRA or 401k or wherever you have it in a retirement plan, unless it's a Roth. You don't have to do this with Roth accounts. But so you have to make what are called minimum distributions, required minimum distributions. And there's a way now with a qualified charitable distribution, which they love these acronyms. It's a QCD.
QCD.
QCD, yep. I mean, I hate this stuff that is the way it is. I try to simplify it as much as I can, but a QCD can be a really wonderful thing because what you can do is take money from your IRA and give it directly to the church or other qualified charity directly, and it's not going to show up as income on your tax return. So you're not going to have to pay taxes on the withdrawal, but it does count as a minimum distribution. And you can do up to $100,000 a year.
So if we even take the lady we were talking about just a little while ago, who now is 70 and a half, and she has this IRA that she's getting money from. So she would be able to give her tithe to the church through that QCD, right? And there's no tax from it whatsoever for anybody.
Which effectively makes it like tax deductible.
Right.
So that's the real rub in this is that if you're 70 and a half, or let's just say you're 70 or older, that you can do all your tithing, not just off of the IRA. You can do it through your IRA, and you can do it on the husband, you can do it on the wife, if they both have IRAs, and you can do the whole family tithing through that. And effectively make it like it's tax deductible.
All right, you're listening to Finishing Well. Today's show is Render Under Irma, and we didn't even got to Irma, but we're going to get to Irma with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. And again, it's brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. That's the resource where you get the free book. We're going to tell you all about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
We hope you are enjoying Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of previous shows, including episodes about Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, plus the accompanying workbook. If you want to follow along with today's topic, download free PDFs at CardinalGuide.com by going to the 7 Worries tab of today's show topic. Just scroll down to useful documents. Once again, for free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, or the workbook, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on Finishing Well Radio Show and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com. Now, back to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Today we're talking about rendering under Irma, and we'll get to Irma in a minute. That doesn't mean Hurricane Irma. This is another kind of Irma. We're going to get to that. But, you know, Proverbs 21:20, it gives us wonderful advice. It says, in the house of the wise there is precious treasure and oil, but a fool swallows it up. So, you know, applying our heart to wisdom and ways that we can maximize what God's given us and resources for the church, which we just talked about through QCDs, which if you missed that, you can always go back and get the podcast, by the way. It's, you know, at cardinalguide.com, as well as the resources for today's book. But we wanted to tell a little bit more about Our Lady, that you wanted to share a little bit about how she really is in a neat setup for her family based on you know, the house of the wise, her daughter is in the house of the wise because she's going to have plenty of oil and treasure, you know, based on what she's done.
Well, yeah. So what we've set up for her is every year we pull out enough money out of the IRA, which is up around $200,000. We're pulling out 10. We're probably going to increase it to 15. But we meet with her toward the end of the year and we decide this amount. And she really doesn't pay any tax or just a little bit of tax on that 10 or 15 that she withdraws. It has no effect on her Social Security, the income taxes. And then we just deposit it over in that other account. So it's not like she's spending the money. She's just realizing it as income and having either no tax or very little tax. And then by this account building up, the no tax account, if she does have some emergency or something that she has to draw out $50,000 for or something, she's not going to have a big, huge tax bill in that given year. So
Not to mention her daughter, when she inherits that, will there be no tax bill? So again, to go back, the people that may have missed the beginning, this woman had a $200,000 IRA that was pre-tax. And then she had another account that must have been a Roth or something that was already—
No, it's not a Roth. It's just a regular—
Savings account,
but it was a mutual fund and it was a brokerage account, but it was just a regular, it's a taxable account.
Right. So this money, if you can take it out all day long, there's no tax on it. By taking it out of the IRA in a lower enough amount to not send her income up to a taxable level, you're able to, over a period of time, give her this tax-free money for her estate, essentially.
For her estate or for her use if she needs it. And, you know, the reason we're bringing up her as an example, I can't tell you how many clients we have that are in this situation. They're basically living off their Social Security. They don't have a lot in bills and debts. And then they've got these other accounts that they haven't done too much management on. And then they're also not managing the tax piece of that year by year because they're really in control of how much income they realize. And that's what we help people with.
And the QCD, again, is just genius that, you know, whoever put that bill into Congress to make this possible where people could take, because, you know, we talked about it in previous show, how many trillions of dollars are sitting out in IRAs that are available for the kingdom of God to move forward if people understood the tax benefits of doing QCDs.
It's a wonderful way to give money to your church. And if your church is planned in your estate, I mean, we can sit down and just do a plan. And if you've got some IRA money, then it just makes sense to just flow that and just never pay taxes.
Yeah, and there's real treasure, right? I mean, treasure that's built up in heaven is as you take your estate, right, and you put it towards the kingdom of God moving forward through – you know, other organizations like the Jesus Labor Love Free.
Yeah, well, that's good.
You know, where, you know, clearly we're helping single moms and widows, you know, that are struggling with car repair.
We help people with this, that one thing, QCDs. We talk to every client about it that's over 70. And we're doing a lot of that. So let's get on to Irma. Let's get on to Irma.
Who in the world
so
is
what,
Irma?
What is Irma? Irma has to do with Medicare. It has to do with people with high incomes. It honks them off just once they completely understand it. Most of them don't even hardly know
honks
about
them
it.
Off. Is that some kind of an Iowa term?
Yeah.
That makes them really mad.
Yeah,
huh?
It makes them really mad. Yeah.
I guess you have a lot of geese in
Yeah, that's in Iowa. I grew up in outside of Des Moines.
So our listeners in Des Moines are all knowing what you meant by honking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I might have something to do with geese or hunting or ducks. I don't know. We did some duck hunting up there. Okay, so IRMA stands for Income-Related Monthly Adjustment Amount. That's a sweet term. Yeah, and what it really means is if you make too much money, we're going to charge you a whole lot for your Medicare. And we're going to call it this fancy term. So it has pretty high thresholds. So an individual that has $85,000 or more of income, or a couple at $170,000 or more, pay more for their Medicare. And that's about as far as I'm going to go with it on the radio. But there's things we can do to plan around these things, such as a Roth IRA. I mean, this is not large enough for somebody that has a lot of dough and they're making a lot of dough and then they have a lot of savings to just rearrange everything to avoid this $500-$600 a month of IRMA per person. So it's a lot, but it's still not large enough to just completely rearrange.
Are you serious? $500 a month? No wonder they're honked off.
Yeah.
Because you could buy medical insurance for $500, and they're charging you essentially for your Medicare.
You're right. It's the means testing of Medicare. I mean, they're always talking about, oh, we should means test Medicare. We should make – if people have money, they should pay – you know, they should have to pay more for their Medicare. Well, it's already there. I mean, it just it's been there. It's called IRMA. Okay? There's
that's
some planning things we can do with your income, starting with a biggie is Roth IRAs. A lot of these folks that have these high incomes – have big IRAs where they've saved and their retirement money comes out of there. And again, this thing by itself is not enough, but when you put it together with the taxes on your Social Security and you get somebody that's kind of in the tweener people, you know, where they're not super rich, but a lot of folks would call them rich. But this kind of stuff matters. And so we can do some planning where we could turn their Roth, they turn their IRA into a Roth. They're going to pay a lot of taxes to do that, but then they're going to have tax-free income, and that income is not going to count against this IRMA, nor is it going to count against their Social Security. So there's some other ways to battle the paying income taxes on Social Security besides just, you know, controlling the amount of money you withdraw. You could use a Roth IRA strategy, and then after you get done with the conversion, then you're going to be having tax-free income that doesn't count.
See, the beauty of listening to this show now, we're on show 22, I think, 21, and is that, you know, when I started listening to Hans, if he said Roth IRA, I was out in left field somewhere. So if you're like I used to be and wondering what in the world is he talking about, the good news is you got plenty of podcasts, resources, you can go to the book. Because as you begin to understand these things and unfold them, you can see why the house of the wise has treasure and the fool swallows it up because you don't know what you don't know.
Sure.
About these things. And it's an amazing resource, again, that we have there at Cardinal Guide with Hans, his people that are really, they just want you to know that there's wisdom out there that's crying out in the streets.
Well, sure it is. And we can tailor this to you. Now, what I'm going to tell you, at cardinalguide.com, we've taken each chapter of the book and each chapter of the workbook, and under the Seven Worries tab, if you click on the particular, like this one, this shows taxes, income tax, you click on that, you're going to find a PDF copy of the chapter on taxes in both, and you can download that for free. In fact, you could put the whole book together. It's not going to cost you anything. Now, you can also buy the book at Amazon, and you can get to that right through our website. The Kindle version of this thing is $1.99, and the paper version you can order is $7.99. Or if you just want to send me a message to Hans on the message thing on the website, Mackenzie's my assistant that works with that, and you just put book offer, we'll be glad to mail you a book. Please send us your mailing address or just tell us. We'll email you a digital copy. We're not going to charge you anything. So I really want to get this information out to people. I wrote it to help people. And it's really the bringing together of all of these subjects. So tax planning is the last chapter because I don't want taxes. I don't like that in the planning. Some people come to us and they're just so mad about taxes that they just – every decision they make involves taxes. I mean, it just – taxes is their first priority. What I'd rather do is just consider taxes, but I'd like to have you making financial decisions around what you want and income decisions, those kind of things. But we need to look at taxes and we need to have smart strategies to minimize them or avoid them.
And the one area that we hadn't got to yet on this subject is long-term care and a way to use those strategies you're talking about within this tax.
Oh, yeah. Strategy. I mean, it starts out with being able to write off the premiums.
Right.
Okay. If you're eligible for tax deductions. And then it becomes not paying taxes on the benefits, or if you have to pay for long-term care yourself, then we're going to want to be real smart, like this lady that we were just speaking of. If she all of a sudden ends up in a nursing home, we've got her a short-term care policy, so we get the first year of that covered. But if she has to start drawing down her money, she's going to come to us, and we're going to show her what account to be paying those medical expenses out of so that she doesn't pay taxes on them.
There you go. Again, what a wonderful time we're having today on Finishing Well with Hans Scheil, our certified financial planner. Remember, cardinalguide.com. It's your resource to find out what in the world is IRMA or what's a Roth, all these terms that were just completely foreign to most of us without your help, Hans. So God bless you. Again, all this information at cardinalguide.com. So much fun today. Thank you, Hans.
Thank you, Robbie.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.